105.5 The Bridge, hanging out with John Price. Thank you for coming by the studio again. Always appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the invitation, because, you know, the door is locked down there, and I have to ring the doorbell every time and stand out there. And
I know.
That's fine.
And notice everybody who's downstairs doesn't come up. It's me running down the stairs.
Running down the stairs.
To let you in when I hear the doorbell go.
But, and then me coming up the stairs and saying, oh, my, I forgot to bring water. And then you run back down the stairs, you kind soul, and get me a bottle.
I'm getting my steps in today, yeah. So it's all good. Today we're going to talk about something that, you know, I think affects probably a lot of people. And that's back and neck pain. I've dealt with different types of back pain since my 20s. My wife has dealt with, you know, bulging discs and things like that. And it can be just debilitating, you know, just something what you might think is minor in the small of your back takes you down. You don't want to do anything.
Yeah. Well, it's in the core, you know. Anytime you start messing around your core. And knees. I mean, we can start going to all the different parts of the body.
Right.
We don't want to lose function of any of them. But you know, when it comes to your back, I mean, it's so central to everything. And it is debilitating, and it's disabling. And for a lot of people, you know, if you just have a simple strain, of course, it's only simple for somebody else that has it. It's not simple if we have it. But if you have a simple low back strain or sprain, and you know, can hold you out of work for a few days.
Yeah.
Definitely. But you're not going to get anybody's compassion and sympathy over it, because they, you know, they're like, oh, it's just his back hurts a little bit, you know, but it can be debilitating, you know?
Right.
And we see a lot in the practice of what we do at John Price Law Firm. We see a lot of neck and back pain cases, spinal, you know, injury cases. It's one of the most common injuries that we see, especially in motor vehicle accidents. It can just happen, but it usually does happen more so often than trauma and just hanging out, you know. And sometimes we get so old, we say, heck, we strain our neck laying on couch watching golf, you know. And where's that? How does that happen? But of course, when there's a hard rear end collision and so forth, it catches you the right way. We know how that happens.
So when somebody comes in, what can John Price and the law firm, what are you guys doing to help?
Well, you know, it's funny because, and I'm not a doctor, because I got all respect in the world for these physicians. But, you know, you do, as a lawyer, a personal injury lawyer, you should learn anatomy. You should learn how the trauma affects different parts of the body. How is it injured? What causes the pain? How long is this likely to last? When is the injury deemed severe by the medical practitioners? You know, you just have to look at all that. And I tell you, I've been a lawyer now for 40 years. John Price Law Firm has been doing personal injury work now for 37 years. And but I guess I've been a lawyer just for like 2 years, maybe. Yeah. So about 35 years ago, I went to Boston, Massachusetts for a 3-day legal seminar on neck and back injuries. And it was pretty intense. But they had all types of speakers and instructors, ranging from insurance lawyers to insurance adjusters, plaintiff's attorneys, orthopedic surgeons, chiropractic physicians, physical therapists, nurses, rehabilitative nurses, you just name it, all the way across the board, just anybody within the legal and medical systems who would take care of people with spinal injuries, neck and back injuries. And it was just an incredible educational event. And I was really very blessed. But back in those days, we didn't have all these Zoom CLEs and all this sort of thing. We could sit down and take a CLE at home at night for a few hours and watch somebody on Zoom or video or what have you. Back then, you know, you had to travel somewhere to go do it. And boy, to be up in the Northeast in Boston, you know, just kind of intellectual, kind of, elite capital of the country. But really, just to be around some of the top attorneys in the country in Boston, same thing with the doctors and so forth who are involved, just really learned a lot. So I've always, of course, tried to use that to the advantage of my clients in these cases. And there's just a lot of cases, you know, very often I read the medical records and I'm not always right, but I can kind of predict where this thing's going. And probably the doctors can too, even more so than me. It's a debilitating thing, because if a chronic strain, there can be some problems of pain caused by aggravation of degenerative disc. Aggravation of a pre-existing condition, you got a degenerative disc. Most of us do once we get past 30. We don't really know it. It's not causing any problems. And, you know, all of a sudden, wham, you know, here comes an impact.
Yeah.
And it aggravates and makes it symptomatic. And you're not really allowed just to go on and on and on how physical therapy for the rest of your life for an insurance company to pay for it. So very often there are situations out there where surgery cannot correct. There's no surgery available to correct that situation.
Right.
And people have just got to learn to live with it. And I have a lot, you know, nobody never begs for surgery. You know, I don't, right. I've never had an orthopedic surgeon come tell me, say, or a spinal surgeon say, hey, you know, this patient walked in my office and said, oh, you know, I got just a little, you know, my doctor told me that I've got a little degenerative disc right back here at L4, L5. And, you know, doc, it's not caused me any problems whatsoever, but it is degenerated, and I'm feeling fine, but I'm doggone, I want you to give me that surgery and see if we can just do something about it. You know, they never have right. that. But they have had people with so much pain that they're ready to have the surgery right then and there. And the doctor says, well, can't do it right this moment. You got to schedule this thing for a few days or whatever. Now, sometimes situations are so bad. And in those cases, the doctor says, first thing in the morning, don't eat anything between now and then. First thing in the morning. I've seen cases where they'll say, we need to keep you and make sure you're being somewhat still here. Yeah, you just can't take the risk. So there are times that happens to you. You just never know. It's a whole, anytime you see a neck and back injury, it can be a wide open world. So, but at John Price Law Firm, we feel like we're ready to help people in that situation. That's what we do. We're injury attorneys, accident attorneys, personal injury work, workers' comp, falls, automobile accidents, you name it. You know, what if it causes you to hurt from an accident or trauma, whether it be on property or related to a car wreck or a job injury, it could be assaults. Well, you just give us a call because we've done a lot of it, and we should be able to give you some very informed advice. And if you need the help and need representation, of course, that's what we're there for, too.
If you have questions, you know, reach out, John Price Law Firm.
Yeah, give us a call.
Yeah.
843-552-7676. That's 843-552-7676. And we'd be more than happy to take your call and get right on it.